This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Christian parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Aloha, friends. Welcome back to the Monica Swanson podcast, where it is my goal to share practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and growing strong families. And one thing I know is that strong families are built on a foundation of faith, a personal faith for the parents that we can pass on to our children. And today's guest, Jeannie Cunyon, is all about that. In fact, we are talking about her brand new book called Closer to God. This is a 40-day pursuit of God's personal presence. And goodness, it is so good. If you don't know Jeannie yet, you're going to love her. She is so humble and wise, and she makes this stuff so practical. So whether you're newer in your faith or you've been walking with God for years, I think today's conversation will be a huge encouragement to you. Now, something kind of fun and new, if you are listening to this just as a podcast, audio only, I wanted you to know that Christian Parenting is now sharing my podcast episodes on their YouTube channel. So be sure to find a link to that over in show notes. If you enjoy watching podcasts, you can now watch all of my episodes on Christian Parenting's YouTube channel, okay? And show notes for all of my episodes can be found at monicaswanson.com/podcast. Today's episode specifically can be found at monicaswanson.com/Jeannie-Cunyon. All right, so I have so many fun things coming up here in the new year. I am just giddy. Cannot wait to share so many great interviews, some solo episodes where I tackle the topics that you have asked for the most. So we are going to cover so many different things. Cannot wait. But today is such an important one to kick off this new year with. I hope you're super encouraged. So without further ado, here's Jeannie Cunyon and I talking about how we can be closer to God in 2025. I hope you're encouraged. Jeannie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Monica. I'm so glad to be joining you today.
I love hanging out, chatting with you. And recently, we almost got to meet in real life.
So close.
So close. And I'm going to have you talk a little bit about that experience.
Okay.
But we go back a few years, and I love to remember when we first started chatting. I don't know what year it was, but we're both hashtag boy moms. Mm-hmm. And since we first started talking, you brought another boy into your family who recently got married. Hello.
Did.
Big life changes. So why don't you give a quick introduction for those who don't know you?
Yeah. And I remember when we met, I remember thinking we had a very similar situation, right? Where we had three boys close together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the last boy.
Like almost identical,
later.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So same kind of situation. You were just like 4 or 5 years ahead of
me.
So I was like, oh, good. I'll just watch and learn. Mm-hmm. she's just a little further ahead of me on this journey.
Yep.
And I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but here we are.
And neither do I.
the Lord does. So there's that. Yes. Yeah. And then we, about 6 years ago, welcomed Andre into our family. He grew up at an orphanage in Wanamith, Haiti. And we had gotten to know Andre through our annual trips to the orphanage. And so his dream was to come to the States and pursue a theology degree, which he did. And he just graduated from Lipscomb University. So proud of him. And he got married a couple weeks ago. So, boy mom to five. So they range from 28 to eight. Yes.
Wow. Yes. So much fun.
Yes. And our third grader, Finn, was the ring bearer in his wedding. So that was, and then the other boys were groomsmen. But it was just a really, really sweet moment to see all of that come together after yeah. 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty so cool. See, now I'm learning from you because you have one ahead of mine. So we kind of switched. Yes.
I'm a mother-in-law. There you go.
Wow. Yeah. So cool. I love that. Okay. And then, yeah, tell us a little bit about your writing background. And then I'm going to have you also talk about your recent trip to Honolulu.
Oh, so my writing background is really, I'm an accidental author. I'm a very grateful one. I can't believe I get to do this. I'm deeply grateful that I have this opportunity to share what the Lord is teaching me in books and Bible studies. But I was an adoption social worker. I have a master's in social work, and I did that for about 14 years. And I thought that would be the thing that I always did. So I had a counseling degree, and I worked with families who were walking through the adoption process. I worked with women who found themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, and I just loved it. And I thought I would do that for my whole life. And it was around 2012, 2013, when I had three boys under five, and the wheels had completely come off. And the Lord was just revealing my desperate need for a revelation of His grace to really know it and feel it and live it in a way that I wasn't. And so I just started to journal and write. I was an avid reader, so I was reading every book and everything and listening to all the things. And the Lord was like, how about you open the Word and bring it to me? And then there was just, long story short, my oldest sister is an author, a prolific author, and had been writing for years. And I called her one day and I said, hey, Patty, I know this sounds crazy because you're the writer in our family. You always wanted to be a writer. You're an amazing writer. But I cannot shake this sense, and the Lord has confirmed it through several just very out of the ordinary circumstances and moments, but I just can't shake it. I think I'm supposed to write. And my sister Patty said, I've been waiting for you to figure that out. And wow. That was a pivotal moment in my life. And so I just said, all right, Lord, I hope this encourages anybody who's feeling called to do something that just doesn't make any sense or they don't have any training in. Because I said, all right, Lord, I don't know. I've never taken a writing class. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I'm doing it. But I know that you are calling me to this thing. And so I'm just going to do the next thing. And where you lead, I will follow. And so four books and two Bible studies later, here we are.
Incredible.
And it's all been by His grace and His provision. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
That is incredible. And your sister's name, for those who are now curious?
Yes, my sister's name is Patty Callahan Henry. So some of her more recent books, she really started with like Southern fiction, and then she switched to historical fiction. So mm-hmm. if you're familiar with Becoming Mrs. Lewis,
yeah,
which
I read that
people
one.
Are crazy about for
yes.
reason.
So good.
That's one of her books. But The Secret Life of Flora Lee was her most recent one. But she's just an outstanding writer.
How much
you
fun.
Write radically different things.
Yes.
You know, radically yes. different. And I'm just incredibly proud of her.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that
yeah.
is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then briefly, Honolulu, why were you here? Who flies across the country? Because you live like on the very other side of the country.
I know.
You fly over. You're
11
here.
11 hours from New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you turn around and went back. And what were you here for? And who were
yeah.
you with?
So back so in fun. March, I was with a group of friends. We meet every 6 months, writers and speakers and just women in ministry from around the country. And we were all together in March. And one of those women is named Elisa Keaton. And she runs Revelation Wellness, which mm-hmm. is an incredible organization. And she said, hey, guys, I am putting together a marathon in Hawaii in December, and I want everyone to come. And I'm back in March when it was 9 months away, it just seemed like such a great idea. And I knew that it would hold me accountable to walking. The beauty of this marathon was that it doesn't end. I know that I'm not able to run 26.2 miles, but I was like, oh, I can walk that.
Right.
Or as we like to say, walk dog. And so I signed up for it in March, and multiple times I wanted to quit. And my dear
yes.
friend Jody Burnt was like, oh no, sis. And then I'll admit, my geography is not great. And I just assumed Hawaii was more like 8 hours, not 11 hours. So
oh, no.
As these things kept popping up, I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
But anyways, we did it and it was the most incredible experience. It was holy. The last 4 to 6 miles were hard, that last hour and 10 minutes. But wow, it was just an amazing experience. And I'm so grateful to Elisa. If you guys have any curiosity about it, check out Revelation Wellness.
Yeah.
She's doing the Grand Canyon this coming October. They're calling it Rim to Him. So she does these incredible experiences and it's all about just being connected to God in the experience. So
yes,
we were praying while we were walking and we were worshiping while we were walking and we were moaning while we were walking.
So good.
But it was just, it really was like an intimate experience with God to just, Lord, strengthen my legs. Lord, protect my feet.
Right.
And Jody and I did popcorn prayers and it was just, it was incredible. So I flew to Honolulu. I had one day, then we walked. And then I flew home the next day. So I honestly feel like I am still recovering. I was in such a fog for a couple of days.
Right. Yeah.
I hope I'm coming out of it. So I hope our conversation today makes sense.
Well, it's probably almost like fasting where that the walk, you're like really depending. Like this brings you your senses to the understanding that you really are depending on God for every step, right?
It was really holy. And she did this beautiful thing the night before where we had a worship service and she just had us be completely quiet for a little bit and asked, Lord, what do you have for me tomorrow? What is tomorrow about? And you know, in that time, I didn't hear anything. I didn't get anything. And I was like, whoa, Lord, like, come on. And then going to bed that night, I so clearly felt Him in my spirit tell me what my walk was about. My walk was for.
Interesting.
And I just started to weep. And my friend Jody was like, everything okay? And I was like, I just got what tomorrow's for. I know
that's
who
so
I'm
cool.
walking for tomorrow. And I literally thought to myself how some people will fast, right? To pray for something or someone in their life. There is something that I am praying for that I can't reveal for somebody in my life that I want more than anything in the world.
Wow.
And the Lord said, this walk tomorrow, every time. You just, every time your legs hurt, every time your feet hurt, every time you get weak, you just pray that prayer. You commit that person to me while you walk. And so it was also extremely emotional to have that time with the Lord to know that he had said, make that walk about that prayer.
Wow.
And I know He will come through, but His timing is not my timing, but I will keep praying and waiting on the Lord for that prayer. But that was a big part of it. And it was really, and then she actually, I love how the Lord does this, right? So we always often say like, how does the Lord speak, right? Well, He speaks through His word. He speaks through, you know, the Holy Spirit. He speaks through friends, right? So Elisa had chosen Bible verses for each one of us. And when I read the Bible verse, it confirmed the prayer and the desire that had been put on my heart by the Lord. So it was just, there was so much sweetness to it all. And yeah, so I'm counting on Him to come through, but
incredible
timing and not mine. Yeah.
Right. Well, I love that you even share that story. One thing I love about you is how real you are with your own life, with your own circumstances. And you know, some of the things you write about, and today we're going to talk about your new devotional, which is right there with this topic, Closer to God, a 40-day pursuit of God's personal presence. And what I love is that I think we can look at somebody who writes a book like this that is so deep and so rich and think, you know, she wouldn't get me. I'm just so ordinary, or I struggle with faith, or I struggle to even make time to spend with God. But you always keep it real. And you share that you didn't hear from God in that moment, but you heard from Him later.
Yeah.
And that He doesn't work the same way twice. We're all going to have individual walks. So I love that. And maybe you can just kind of share even, well, let's back up actually, because this book comes on the heels of your previous book, Don't Miss Out, which is a book about the Holy Spirit. So why don't you kind of tell us a little about that and maybe how that led to this new devotional?
Yeah, I think the devotional is just taking us deeper into what it looks like to live in an intimate relationship with God. Don't Miss Out was the 30 benefits of the Holy Spirit's presence in our life. It was the Lord reintroducing me to the Holy Spirit because who I thought He was not at all who He was. And so 5 or 6 years ago, the Lord began to reveal to me through scripture and through just beautifully written books on the Holy Spirit, all that I had been missing.
Wow.
In who the Holy Spirit is, what He does, and why it matters so much. I had put Him in a spiritual gifts box and loved that about Him. I grew up in a charismatic Presbyterian church, and I know those two words don't usually go together, but in my experience,
yes,
they did. But I was completely neglecting who He was for us in our daily lives and just the significance of that. And The beauty of that is that just because we don't know all the purposes that he serves does not mean he is not serving those purposes, right? It's really unbelievable that even though I didn't know it was him in different ways that he works in our lives, doesn't mean that he stopped working. But once we know,
right?
Oh, hey, Holy Spirit, that's you. And we lean in and we build that relationship. It just intensifies and beautifies the relationship that we have with Jesus.
So great.
And so that was really just my discovery of who the Holy Spirit is and who Jesus said he is. I mean, gosh, how did I miss that?
Right.
Right. John 14 through 17. Go read those chapters. Just who Jesus said the Holy Spirit is and who he would be for us. That it would be to our advantage that Jesus would return to the Father so that we would have his Spirit dwelling inside of us and never be without his presence. But then after I wrote that book, because what the Holy Spirit does in us is he makes Jesus ever more beautiful to us. He brings so much depth and intimacy and enjoyment into the relationship with Jesus. And so that's what he was doing in my life. And he was creating me an even deeper desire to know Jesus, to go deeper. You know, the book was originally called The Deeper Life because that's what I think the Holy Spirit does. He calls us into a deeper and deeper life with Jesus. But there was already a book called The Deeper Life. And so we pivoted to Closer to God, which I actually love and think is even better. But it's really about cultivating a deeper life with God through the Word and through the Spirit. And we need both. And that's why every day of the devotional closes with Word and Spirit. Because we cannot, they're so essential to having an authentic and intimate relationship with God. And when we are lacking intimacy, it's usually because we are not welcoming the work of God's Spirit who lives in us and exists in us to draw us into the love of the Trinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. And both books so beautifully written.
Thank you.
You may say you're not, you know, you don't have the writing background like your sister, but God has clearly gifted you with communication and the ability to express all this. So let's speak to a few different groups of listeners here.
Okay.
This is the new year.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage everyone listening to just consider if this might be a year that you do grow closer to God, that you do begin to understand intimacy with the Holy Spirit, unlike you have before. Because one thing I love, and I know I've heard you say it, is as much of God, as much of the Holy Spirit as we want, there's always more, right? Okay. You're going to, and the more you experience, the more you hunger for more. Mm-hmm. It's just this appetite that grows. And I love that you just encourage and inspire us in all of that. So what have you found? Obviously, you've done a lot of research. What have you found to be some barriers that kind of get in the way when women are taking those first steps, maybe towards greater intimacy? What are some barriers to understanding the Holy Spirit and walking in step with the Spirit?
Yeah. So two of the kind of main themes in the devotional are the pursuit of holiness and the practice of repentance. And those are two things that get a bad rap. They're really good things that get a bad rap. And, you know, why does holiness get a bad rap? Because we equate the word holiness with a checklist of do's and don'ts that Jesus commands to steal our fun.
Right.
And steal all of the joy out of our life. And yet Scripture says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And holiness is Jesus. Jesus is holy. And so really the pursuit of holiness means the pursuit of Jesus.
Right.
Right? The more we draw toward Jesus, the more we abide in Jesus, he produces, his Spirit produces holiness in us. And so I want to take out this idea that it's striving for some level of perfection or attaining some level of godliness that only certain people can achieve because they're, you know, so able to defeat sin.
Right.
And instead help us think about it means pursuing Jesus, spending time in his presence and letting the Spirit sanctify us and change our desires and convict us of our sin, not condemn. Convict us of our sin so that our lives will be a more beautiful love song for Jesus. And that is available to the person who started following Jesus yesterday as much as it is to the person who started following Jesus when they were 7 years old, right?
Right.
So this pursuit of Jesus is what produces holiness in us.
Right.
And And in his presence, we are sustained, we are unshamed, we are strengthened. And so there's just so much goodness in the pursuit of his presence for us. And so what is the opposite of the pursuit of holiness? Well, it's the pursuit of sin. We either pursue him or we pursue sin. So to be really clear, I miss the mark every day. We are human. We mess up every day. There is sin in our lives every day because we're on this side of heaven. It doesn't mean he's not growing us and sanctifying us, but if it's not in my actions, it's in my thoughts, in my motives, right? Because it's all about the heart for Jesus. So it's one thing to acknowledge that we struggle with sin because we're human, but it's another thing to pursue it, right? So am I pursuing it? Do I know that that thing over there draws me away from Jesus and steals abundant life for me, but I'm still in pursuit of it?
Yes.
Right? Versus begging the Holy Spirit to strengthen me to fight it.
Yes. Big difference. That's so important. I mean, it's obvious, but yet I think it's really important that you clarify that because I think that we get that mixed up.
Yeah. We can, it's coming at us all the time. The enemy is constantly dangling temptation in front of us. And we fall for it, whether it's gossip or eating that thing or saying that thing or looking at that thing or drinking, right? But are we in pursuit of it? It's different. Right?
Yes.
And so that's, I think, one barrier to intimacy with God. The other barrier that I am very familiar with is performance. I think that when we are living under that performance mentality, that it really is a barrier to intimacy with God. If we believe that his delight in us and his pleasure over us and his love for us is based on anything other than the blood of Jesus covering us, and we are trying to perform for him to make sure that he doesn't become disappointed in us or regret giving his life for us, then there's no authenticity, right? There is no intimacy when there is not authenticity. That's true in our human relationships, and I think that's true in our relationship with God. And so I want people, and I lived under that performance pressure for so long, and when he set me free, it changed my life. Wow. When I was really finally able to receive the good news that Jesus, God loves me because of what Jesus did for me, and I am covered in the righteousness of Christ, and there is nothing I can do to make him love me more or love me less, it changed my life. It changed my relationship with him, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And so how can we be in intimate relationship with him if we're so worried that we're constantly disappointing him and we're constantly trying to earn back his love and his favor by, all right, Lord, I'll get it. I'll do better tomorrow. I'll make you proud tomorrow. I don't want you to be disappointed.
Right.
So what's the opposite of performing? It's repenting. I have fallen in love with the practice of repentance. And again, this is a word that gets a really bad rap, right? Because when we think about the word repentance, we might get a visual of like the guy on the street corner with the bullhorn and the sign screaming at us about hell and fire and brimstone.
Yep.
Or we might have even had experiences in the church with a pastor with a pointed finger, really treating salvation as an insurance policy for eternity instead of the beautiful gift of life in relationship with Jesus here as well. And so repentance gets a bad rap because I think that most of us think that if we go to Jesus with our repentance, we're going to be reprimanded, right? That repentance leads to reprimand.
Right.
How could you, like, I can't believe you're coming to me with this thing again, right? And I've done it as a parent.
Sure.
Right? And I'm sure we've experienced that with our parents. And so do we fear that our Heavenly Father is going to do the same?
Right.
And so instead of running to Jesus with our sin and our mistakes and our failures, we keep them and we let them shame us and guilt us and cause distance in our relationship with God.
Right.
But if we understand that repentance leads to refreshment, that's what scripture says, right? It's the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. And when we repent, the Lord refreshes us, right? We come clean and he makes us clean and he puts us back on our feet again, time and time again. And again, this is more than confession. This is going, Lord, I want to stop pursuing that sin. I want to turn from it. Right? It's one thing to say, I did it again. It's another to say, Lord, purify my desires, right? Like, give me the desire, help me want to do your will.
Yeah. Right?
And when we go to the Lord with our repentance, we experience his forgiveness and the refreshment, the soul nourishment that he gives us when we come clean. And that has really been something that has also brought greater intimacy into my relationship with God, is trusting that when I go to him with my daily stuff, that there is grace and more grace. And then there's also transformation. It doesn't just end with the grace. The grace is transforming. You know, grace has a transforming power to it. So anyways, those are just some of the things that I got really excited writing about, because they really do get a bad rap.
They do.
And they are keeping us from this really tender, close, warm relationship with God our Father. Just that experience of his withness. I think so many Christians really struggle to experience his withness.
Yes.
And yet that is his purpose for every single one of us. Like he is not hiding from you. He is not holding out on you. That experience of God's presence, encounters with God, are not for the next level Christians.
Right.
They're for everybody who has put their trust in Jesus. And I want everyone who follows Jesus to have those encounters and to know the warmth of his presence.
Yes. Hey friends, since my book, Becoming Homeschoolers, released last May, and my online course, The Well-Rounded Homeschooler, came out this last summer, I have loved hearing from so many people who took my advice and checked out diveintomath.com for their kids' math and science curriculum. Kids love this curriculum because the lessons are short, but packed with everything they need, and if they stay on top of things, they have a 4-day school week. Dr. Shorman is a good friend of ours, and he teaches everything from a biblical perspective. And we also love that he prepares kids well if they want to go to college. Dr. Shorman's Algebra 1 and 2 teach every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions, which is really important if kids want to keep that door open to go to college. Now, Dr. Shorman also teaches his math based on John Saxon's proven teaching methods of continual review and the integration of algebra and geometry. My boys took math and science from Dr. Shorman through Dive Into Math through the AP level, and they say that this helped them get into college and also transition smoothly in their college classes, which were mostly math and science. Go over to diveintomath.com, check it out. I think you're going to love what you find there.
I love that. And I think that there's something there, and we know that there's a spiritual battle always, but when you describe that, it's like, I know that those who call Jesus their savior, Christian women, want that intimacy. But I think often that block, like you said, you know, whether it's what we were raised with, a church experience, a father figure in our own life, but it's almost like we need to face that moment of repentance to discover the loving embrace of Christ, right? I think of the prodigal son, how the father ran to him. Is there anything that helped you make that transition from where you were to really embracing on a daily basis, not slipping back to, you know, old ways of thinking of performance? What's something or some daily rhythms maybe? What are some things that people can do right now in this new year to begin to move in that direction?
Well, this sounds so like, of course she's going to say that, but it's the truest thing I know to say, which is get in the Word.
Amen.
Get in the Word. Mm-hmm. Fill your mind with what's true. So when the world or your flesh or the devil, all of which are our enemy, come at us with lies and mistruths, we can open scripture and be reminded that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ, and that there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. I really do believe that the 40 days of devotions will take you deeper and deeper into that understanding and belief. Because it's steeped in scripture. I mean, I think there's more scripture in there than there is my own stories in my own writing, because that's what's going to change your life.
Right.
Right.
Which is what I love about it. I mean, anyone listening knows that I've mentioned devotionals over time, and one of my biggest pet peeves is when you've got a devotional that's got like one little verse at the very end And you're like, wait, is this just like a motivational talk or are we trying to meet with God? So this is one I would say, yes, use this for your daily time with God. Then it will springboard you into scripture.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really important aspect of this.
Yeah, we have to be in the word. Mm-hmm. And that's why every day ends with additional, you know, as if there's not enough scripture already in that day's reading. Here's another passage that you can read or marinate on and then journal your thoughts.
Right.
And then there's a moment to invite the Holy Spirit. And every day is a little bit different to reveal something to you, to speak to you, to learn how to identify the Spirit's voice, right?
Yep.
Because he will never say anything that doesn't align with scripture, right?
Yeah.
So we always have to take what we think the Spirit says with what the Word of God says and make sure that those things align. Otherwise, we're just trying to tell ourselves something, right?
Sure. Yes.
But yeah, I think Word and Spirit, we have to, they're both, again, they're just so essential to that intimate life with God. But when you start to fall back into the performance mentality, let the Word of God remind you that it is the righteousness of Christ covering you.
Yes.
And nothing that you will do today that is going to make him more proud to be your dad.
Hmm.
You know, like he's already crazy about you.
That's right.
And because he's crazy about you, he wants to transform you into his likeness. He loves you too much to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are. So he's always
right.
wanting to grow us and transform us so that our life bears the fruit of the Spirit. But, you know, thinking that our growth determines his love is a lie. And
yeah.
we need to be free from that so that
right.
we can abide and enjoy his presence without feeling like we're getting graded or rated. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's so important. And I appreciate, too, that you do acknowledge that this takes intentionality, that you're not saying, you know, it's easy or that it doesn't take any effort on our part. It is a relationship and relationships take intentionality, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I know that for me, I've just had to face the fact that we have more distractions today than we ever have. I mean, we all can talk about technology and all that with our kids. We know as parents, it's so frustrating, but I'm going to guess that the distracted nature of all of our lives make it really hard for us to, I think we all have super short attention spans today.
Yes, yes.
So when I go to spend time with God and I've got my phone sitting there with things flashing up, notifications, when I'm used to seeing things flip through as quick as Instagram Reels or whatever else, one word or phrase that kept coming up this last fall, we hosted a small group Bible study in our home and somehow the phrase spiritual concentration came up. And that really stuck for me because I'm like, this is what I need more of. God is there. His Holy Spirit is available. I've got to give that little bit of spiritual concentration if I'm going to build this relationship. If I'm too distracted, then I'm never going to get where I want to be with God.
Yeah, we absolutely have to be intentional. There's a day in the devotional that asks, so every day is a question, actually.
That's right.
And so I ask 40 questions that I think we all wrestle with that pertain to what keeps us from a deeper life with God or what grows us into a deeper life with God. And one of the days is called, Why Do I Drift?
Yeah.
Why do I drift? And I talk about loving to be on my paddleboard at the lake. And I love to paddle my way out. And then I love to lay down on my board. I love to lay down on the board and just listen to the water lapping. But I can only do that for a very short period of time because then I'm in danger zone. Either a boat's coming or I'm headed toward the dock, right? And so it's a reminder that when I do nothing, I drift.
Right.
And that's how it is with God. When we do nothing, we will drift.
Yes.
We are never going to grow. We're never going to drift toward him. The world, the flesh, the enemy, we're never going to drift toward God without intent. Like, we have to be intentional. And when we do nothing, we drift away. And I will confess that we're like, especially the last month has been bananas. And so many things have gone on from a book launch to my all beautiful things, book launches and weddings and foundation events and for, you know, raising money. And I woke up about a week ago, maybe two, it was more like 2 weeks ago. I woke up one morning and I was like, Jesus, I miss you. I miss you. And I know why, because I haven't opened my Bible in days. Like, I just miss you. And I am like trying to sustain myself on yesterday's manna. And then it's last week's manna.
Right.
And then I'm like, why don't I feel, I know your presence doesn't leave me. I mean, that's the beauty of his presence.
Even sure.
When we don't feel it. It is as there as it was when we were overwhelmed by it.
He right.
lives in us. He is not leaving us. And his presence.
But we're missing out, right?
But we're missing out. And I was yeah. little, I had this ache. Like, I miss you. I long for your presence. And I knew what it was going to take to for that to return, and its intentionality, investing in the relationship. And yep. so I think that's the question for us, Monica, is it worth it? How much do I want it? You know, like how I say he's worthy, mm-hmm. but does my life testify to that?
Right.
And yeah. so I love that there's a longing that our soul longs for him.
Right.
And reminds us.
Yes.
of our distance from him.
Sure.
And I think that just comes out of being in relationship with him.
It does. So, it does. Yeah. And I think practically speaking, just like we already said, any relationship requires intentionality. And yet we are busy. I mean, maybe let's just throw that one out there before we close up here. What do you say to the mom who is working, parenting, running a million directions, and she's like, I'm too busy. I can't carve out time to spend with the Lord. Can you just speak a gentle, loving
yeah.
word to that yeah, mom
I mean,
out there?
First, I get it. I totally
yeah, you
get
just
it.
Shared.
And then I would say he's worth it. Mm-hmm. He is so worth it. We are missing out. I right. miss out when I mm-hmm. neglect him. We are missing out on this. He wants to fill us with his capacity for all of these things that are overwhelming us. I mean, mm-hmm. it shocks me that I'm still trying to do these things in my own strength, in my own right. capacity, when I know that the Lord is more than able to do miracles, signs, and wonders in my life every day mm-hmm. To provide what I need to do the things that he has gifted me to do, right?
Right.
I have a sign on my desk that says it's a privilege to do what the Lord has given me to do. So whatever it is that day, whether it's doing dishes or running carpool, it's a privilege to do what the Lord has entrusted to me, whether yeah. that's through parenting or through work. And maybe, you know, it's just like inviting the Lord to increase our longing for him.
Sure.
Like, Lord, increase my longings. Like,
right.
make me so unsatisfied.
Hmm.
With everything this world has to offer, like, that's what I want. So would you increase that in me?
Yes.
Make me so unsatisfied with the things of this world so that I would make time to be with you. And listen, for me, gosh, my sweetest times with the Lord are through worship. I mean, yeah. I just put that playlist on in the kitchen. I put that playlist on in the car. And man, if I don't have both hands raised out my sunroof sometimes, like that just brings me back into his presence. So
sure.
let's not pretend it has to be in a corner with a chair, right? Like,
right.
You know, there's a great little book called The Practice of the Presence of God
mm-hmm.
by Brother Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And he just basically, the point of this very small book is his notes right here. He says, cultivate a habit of conversing with God. Don't underestimate the power of that. Cultivate a habit of conversing with him. It's about the concentration of the soul's attention on God. In the book, I write about being preoccupied with God.
Like, I love that.
Preoccupy me with you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be distracted by you.
Yes.
And a very simple way to do that is just converse with him.
Sure.
When you're thankful, tell him. When you need something, tell him. When you're worried, tell him.
You can do that when you're busy, right?
You can do
that on the run.
Busy. Yeah. So just get familiar with communicating with the Lord and
wow.
inviting him into those moments in just a simple, small way to remind yourself of his withness. And I love that, you know, as we're coming, I guess, into Christmas, and this will air right afterwards, but Emmanuel, God with us.
Yep.
He is God with us, and he
yes.
wants us to enjoy that withness.
That is awesome. The study we did last fall, actually, shout out the old school. Many people listening have probably done this maybe 20 years ago, if you're my age, but Experiencing God,
yes.
if you remember that workbook.
Yes.
So it was the third time I've gone through that. But what I loved and what I was reminded of in that study was that, because sometimes I do think we work up this idea of what it has to look like. If I don't have my chair in the corner with my coffee and my 45 minutes with the Lord, then it doesn't count. But I loved that the experience of just a simple prayer, that is experiencing God. Yeah. So anyone listening, that just go to him with one prayer and you can say, I just experienced God. Like, maybe it doesn't have to be as big or complicated or extravagant as some of us imagine. Knowing that that prayer, that worship in the car, that earbud listening to worship when you're doing dishes, that is all experiencing God.
Yes.
And I just love that. And if you've prayed that he would increase your longing, and now you're taking those small steps, your appetite for him will grow. And it's just this beautiful picture. But the preoccupation thing too, I think when we were first in love, hopefully we're still in love if you're married, but you didn't have to dedicate any particular time to be preoccupied. You are just thinking about that person all the time. And that develops through relationships. So this is all so good. And anyone who hasn't been in the practice of spending time with God, I would say absolutely get this devotional. I've already shared it. So a lot of you preparing for this episode, I know, already ordered it and probably are diving in. But Jeannie's daily reading will just really light your heart on fire for wanting more of this intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And then try to take some more time to dig into the scriptures she shares and to really sit before him with that, you know, end part where you're talking about the Word and the Spirit. It will usher you into the presence of God like never before. So, Jeannie, wow, you've done such a great job with this devotional. What do you hope to leave people with? What's your heart for this? And then I'll let you go.
I just want people to know the Father's heart for them. I want them to experience it. I think so many of us get stuck in the head knowledge, and the Holy Spirit wants to, like you said, light our hearts on fire, to make our hearts burn within us, like the men on the road to Damascus when they said, weren't our hearts burning within us?
Right.
And I just really want to fight against this myth that's only for certain Christians. Jesus wants you to enjoy his presence. He wants you to, that is his purpose for you, to know the intimacy and the warmth of his presence, because in his presence, we are transformed into his likeness. And so I really hope that it lights your heart on fire for Jesus and what he's done for you and what he wants to do in you and through you to the glory of the Father.
Amazing. And it's what we were made for. It's better. It's better. Yeah. So don't miss out. I'll also be linking to your book. Don't miss out. But yeah, all those things will be over in show notes. But if somebody wants to just jump on their little phone right now and find you, where would you point everyone to?
Jeannie Cunyon. So that's Instagram and that is website. And those are pretty much the only two places I am. So Jeannie Cunyon, and my books are on the website or wherever books are sold. And if you live in the South, my book is now in Target stores.
Yay! That's huge.
On the shelf starting December 31st. So
that's pretty cool.
If you're in the South, go find a book on the shelf.
And you do some speaking around there too, right? People might be able to find you at something.
I do. I have a limited speaking schedule because all of these amazing people at home.
Right? These amazing people.
Yes.
I love that.
That is still a priority for me. So, but I do some occasional speaking and I love it. I love it when the Lord releases me to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a moment that you could pray for the listeners before I let you go?
Yeah, I would love to.
Awesome. Let's go.
Father God, thank you. We thank you for sending Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, who loved us so much, loved us enough to live a perfect life on our behalf, to bear our sins on the cross, to rise again and to ascend to heaven and to send his Spirit to live in us, to give us everything we need to live a holy life. Jesus, I thank you that your Spirit lives in us and we are never without your presence. And I pray that you would help us cherish that. I pray that you would help us long for more of that. Change our desires, God, that they would be to live in deeper intimacy with you, to just keep going into a deeper and deeper life with you, because that is truly where everything we long for is. What we long for is you. And I fill my life with things that are cheap substitutes. And Lord Jesus, we just want to be filled with more of you because you are our satisfaction. You are our joy. You are our strength. So remind us of that through your Holy Spirit and help us live lives that glorify you and are a beautiful love song to you because of everything you are and everything you've done. And we just love you so much. And we thank you for your presence in us. And we give you the glory and we tell you you are worthy and you are holy. And we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie, so much.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We will definitely want to have you back again.
All right, friends, I hope that was an encouraging conversation for all of you. Remember, show notes can be found at monicaswanson.com/Jeannie-Cunyon. And I am so excited for all that we have ahead in this new year together. I've got some new things coming your way, some solo episodes, some amazing interviews. We are going to grow strong together here in the new year with all kinds of topics. So be sure to spread the word about this podcast. One way you can do that is by taking a screenshot on your phone and sharing it to social media. If you're on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @MonicaSwanson_. And also just be sure you've subscribed to this if you are on your podcast app. And again, if you haven't seen the YouTube version of this episode, be sure to go over to Christian Parenting's YouTube channel where you can watch this interview and pretty much all the interviews to come this spring. Okay, so I'll link to that in show notes as well. Thanks so much for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.